Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. For Facebook, all you got to do is to search for the station, so search for Radio Now, and give that a like, and you will be able to see what's going on with us. And always make sure you click on our stories on Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, because you never know what's going to happen unless you go there. Time for your dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
All right. Here we go. And I know this would never happen to anybody that we know, but it did happen over the weekend. A flight from Saudi Arabia to Malaysia had to turn around and return to the gate. Because, fill in the blank, Alex, why did they have to turn around? What happened?
They forgot something?
Actually, yes. Let's narrow it down even more. What was forgotten?
Baby.
Did you see the story?
No, I'm guessing.
No, legit. Somebody forgot their baby.
Where did they leave it?
In the terminal, like in the seat area.
Dude.
Yeah, this is insane. It happened in this flight, like I said. They had to turn around, and the woman boarded the plane but forgot her newborn baby in the terminal at the airport. Somehow, they say she got distracted and didn't realize it until they had already left the gate. Hold on.
That is a long freaking time.
I can understand you sit there, exactly. You board the plane. Somehow, you forgot the baby, but you're sitting there, buckled in. Okay, I'm all good. Am I missing anything?
Yeah, that's shocking.
Baby, like, how do you forget your baby? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so luckily they turned around because usually when planes depart, they start taxiing to the runway. They're not coming back, but they ended up coming back for the baby.
Have you ever drank at an airport bar? They heavily overserve you.
Do they? I feel like they underserve me. I feel like I've never gotten my money's worth.
Oh, really? I feel like they really overserve me. So I can kind of get how this happened.
Are you saying
you think they were drunk?
Well, they might have had like one or two, but at an airport.
I always get oysters when I'm at an airport.
That is
oh my
very
God,
disgusting.
That's, I would never get oysters at an airport.
Why? If it's that's a real seafood so place, gross. If you're like at LaGuardia or something, what's the problem?
Because I don't want to become LaFardia and start, you know, pooping
ew.
Everywhere if I have like a reaction to
that
it.
Oh my God.
That's disgusting.
That's not disgusting. You go to the real places, and if you're in a coastal city or like LAX, like the places there that have oysters are going to be good.
Ew.
Okay.
I can't eat oysters in an airport. Airports gross me out.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one,
there's
Liv.
So many germs. Ugh.
Yeah, have fun with your oysters. There's actually audio, which I don't think we'd understand because it's in Arabic, but it's like them talking to ground control and they're like, are you serious? I guess like trans, like, yes, we forgot the baby. We have to turn around. So they gave permission to come back and they did that. There was a slight delay. They got back on the plane with the baby and I guess everything's okay. Looks like the mom's not going to get charged with anything, but still, leaving your baby at the airport, like when you're on the airplane, I would say that makes you a dummy. That's your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.